When the kine had given a pailful and the sheep came bleating home, Doll, who knew it would be healthful, went a-walking with young Tom. Hand in hand, sir, o'er the lancer, as they walked to and fro, Tom made jolly love to Dolly, but was answered, no, no, no. Faith, says Tom, the time is fitting, we shall never get the like. You can never get from knitting whilst I'm digging in the dike. Now we're gone to and alone to know and by to see or no. Come, come, Dolly, prithee, shall I? Still she answered, no, no, no. Fie upon you, men, quoth Dolly, in what snares you'd make us fall. You'll get nothing but the folly, but I shall get the devil and all. Tom, with sobs and some dry bobs, cried, you're a fool to argue so. Come, come, Dolly, shall I? Still she answered, no, no, no. To the tavern then he took her, wine to love's a friend confessed. By the hand he often took her, and drank brimmers of the best. Doll grew warm and thought no harm, till after a brisk pint or two, to what he said the silly maid could hardly bring out, no, no, no. She swore he was the prettiest fellow in the country or the town, and began to grow so mellow, on the couch he laid her down. Tom came to her for to woo her, thinking this time to try. Something passed so kind at last, her no was changed to I. Closely then they joined their faces, lovers, you know what I mean. Nor could she hinder his embraces, love was now too far gotten. Both now lying, panting, dying, calm succeed the stormy joy. Tom would fain renew it again, and she consents with I. Tom, you did me overpower in this pleasant shady grove, but it was the sweetest hour as I e'er enjoyed of love. Therefore ever my endeavor shall be Tommy to enjoy. Do but crave it, you shall have it, granted with an I.